There are so many things to talk about over here on Memram Beis. You know, it's in Agadat Gemara. There's so many rich topics. I'll tell you what we're not going to talk about. We're not going to talk about, but there is, we could say a lot about it, is the first topic of Memram Beis, that L'olam Yira Adam Atzmai Kiyul Chetzis Chai V'Chetzis Zakai. If he does any one mitzvah or veir, he's going to tilt the scales of not only himself, not only his entire community, but the entire olam. The entire world depends on his actions. And this is quoted in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in connection with Rosh Hashanah, then Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that a person should always view himself, says the Rambam, not only during the period of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the entire year, as if the entire world is half between, teetering between mitzvahs and averos, on the brink of destruction, and everything depends on how he acts in the next few moments. And the Rambam is really just quoting this Gemara over here, Masechtas Kiddushin, and it has a very powerful message. Not that we should be narcissistic and think that the whole world revolves around us, but to realize that our actions can affect not only ourselves, but affect those around us, and affect the whole world. The Medrash says that when Vayishma Ruvain Vayatzileu Min Habor, that Ruvain heard, or Ruvain convinced his brothers that instead of killing Yosef, to throw him into the bar. And then he went back because he had to do tshuva for the fact that he was Bilbo Yetzuei Oviv. So the Medrash Tanchuma comments in Parashas Vayeshev, had Reuven realized that this was going to be written in the Torah, so he would have taken Yosef, put him on the shoulders, and brought him right back to his father. He didn't know it was going to be written in the Torah, so he didn't act. He said, you know what, let's just throw him into the bar instead of killing him. And Reuven got sidetracked by the time he came back to the bar. Yosef was gone. So what does the Medrash mean? Had Reuven known it was going to be written in the Torah, he would have acted. He would have taken Yosef immediately back to his father. So all the Mefarshim struggle to understand what kind of a kavod macher over here is Reuven, that he's so interested. Had I known the cameras were watching, I would have done something different. So Sfasemis has a famous explanation where he suggests what it means is, had Reuven known that the world, this was, a pivotal moment in the Jewish history, had he known that this was going to be written in the Torah, not everything is written in the Torah, only those things that are critical to understand the progression of Jewish history. Had he known that this was going to be a pivotal moment, he would have acted. He didn't realize, and because of that, he missed an opportunity to change Jewish history forever. And what the Gemara here is telling us is don't underestimate the significance of each one of our actions. Each one of our actions could affect the possibility not only to affect ourselves, but to affect an entire community, perhaps even to affect the world. We shouldn't approach the world narcissistically or arrogantly, but with humility, but understand at the same time the significance of our actions. So we're not going to talk about that. We're also not going to talk about the next topic over here, which we could also spend a tremendous amount of time talking about, and it's significant. I'm alerting you to these issues, so you should maybe, if you're interested, you look more into them, but just realize what's going on underneath our very nose, literally. And that is over here, the Gemara says, the name of Shimra Yochai, Afilu Tzadik Gamer Kol Yamav Umarad Bachreina, even a tzadik his entire life, who at the end regrets everything that he did, Ibidus HaRishonis. He loses all of his mitzvahs. If he regrets his life of Torah and mitzvahs, you don't find too many people like this, by the way, on there's a deathbed, oh, I regret I kept Torah and mitzvahs my whole life. It's usually the reverse, but all right. Afilu Tzadik Kol Yamav Umarad Bachreina, Ibidus HaRishonis. He loses the schar for all of his mitzvahs. And then, to the reverse, a few Rosh Gomer Kol Yamav Asa Tshuva Bachreina Emas Kirin Lo Yishuv Rishoy. We never mention the fact that he was once a Rosh. Why? So Rish Lakish explains, B'toyol HaRishoynes. If you regret about that which you did, so then the Torah considers it both Lizchus and Lechiyuv, both for the Rosh to his benefit, and both to the Tzadik to his detriment. If you regret what you did, the Torah considers it wipes the slate clean. You lose all your mitzvahs, or you can lose all your averos at the end of your life. So because of this Gemara, there's a well-known comment in the Sefer called Kovetz Ma'amarim. Kovetz Ma'amarim is a collection of comments on the Agadah to Rabbi Yochanan Wasserman. It was a little small Sefer, now I think it's much bigger. So in the Kovetz Ma'amarim, he says over there that he once had an exchange with his Rebbe, with the Chofetz Chaim, about a comment in the Mesilas Yesharim. It says in Mesilas Yesharim that tshuva is a present, a matana that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Klal Yisrael, maybe tshuva works by B'nai Da'af too, gave to all of humanity, is this matana of tshuva, to be able to undo the past. Once it's done, how could you possibly undo it? You can't undo what's been done. Must be it's a matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam tshuva. So the Chofetz Chaim, so Rebbe Chanan asked the Chofetz Chaim, what do you mean it's a matana? Matana means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing us a taiva. It's not a matana. It works both ways. If you look at this Gemara Kiddushin, if a person has Tayar Arishainas, he regrets all the mitzvahs that he did, he loses all of his mitzvahs. He regrets all the Averis that he did, he loses all the Averis. But you see, it works in both directions. This is not Midas HaRachamim. This is Midas HaDin. It works from the fact that it works in both directions. So Rabbi Chanan there quotes in the name, the Chafetz Chaim had one teretz. This was the kasher Rabbi Chanan asked. What do you mean? The Ramchal says that it it's a matana from Hashem. It's not. You see, it works in both directions. So the Chafetz Chaim had one answer, which is complicated. But Rabbi Chanan has a different answer. Rabbi Chanan quotes there from the Maral that when a person does a mitzvah or an aveira, there's two components to it. The first is you either fulfilled or you ignored the Ratzon Hashem. Simply, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us to do something, we either listened or we didn't. And that's significant in its own right. But that, if a person regrets that which he did, he comes, he apologizes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him, Midas HaDin, that's not Midas HaRachamim. Or a person ignored the Ratzon Hashem, later on he comes and he says, look, I'm sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my chalas, he's a forgiving Rebbeinu Shlomo, he forgives us. And if later on in life we regret all the mitzvahs that we did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, forget it, I'll take it away. Now you're marad b'achrayna, so the fact that you did everything I said the first 10 times doesn't matter, because now you're rebelling. That's me'ikar adin, on that component of every mitzvah, of every aveira, in terms of fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, and that's what this Gemara is talking about. However, says the Maral, there's a second component to every mitzvah and every avera. And that is that a mitzvah makes us more spiritual, holy individuals. Whether you regret it at the end of your life or you don't, the fact that a person lived the life of Torah and mitzvahs learned in yeshivas, was Orion Gaton and Torah his whole life, even if at the end he goes OTD, Lamaisa, he had a life of Torah and mitzvahs. And it changed who he is. He's going to be, by definition, a more midistic person, hopefully a more wholesome person, a more spiritual person. By the same token, if a person performs averus his whole life, even if he's tayal arishayness, he regrets everything that he did, but lemaisa, his whole life, he was ensconced in averus. That affects you physically. That's what the Drushas Haran writes. If you know it in Parashas Bereishis, the pasuk says, "B'yom ha'chacham imenu bais tamus." That it was initially supposed to be that Adam and Chava were not supposed to die. Once they ate from the Eitz Hadas, then it was nigzar on them to die. So the question that the Ran struggles with in one of his long drushes, the question that he struggles with is, 1 minute, Adam HaRishon did tshuva. Adam HaRishon was the first person to sin, he was also the first person to do tshuva. How come he was never let back into Gan Eden? Well, I thought tshuva could be tshuva. He did tshuva. Did a tremendous amount of tshuva. Why was he never let back into Gan Eden? And how come he never came back to the fact he was never supposed to die? He was never supposed to die. So he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Okay, but he did tshuva. How come he never got back to that station he was at before? So says the Ran, because a mitzvah, an avera affects you negatively, physically. It harms a person's spiritual personality. So yes, he did tshuva on the fact that he ignored the command of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the first and only command he received. But he did tshuva on that. But he can never remove the stain that was left from the Avera. So says the Rabbi Chanan, that's the matana of tshuva. That tshuva, this obviously was not the tshuva that Adam HaRishon did, but tshuva has the ability not only to rectify the fact that we ignored the Ratzon Hashem. That's me'ikar adin, because if at the end of your life you regret fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away all your brownie points. If you at the end of your life you regret it. But what tshuva can do is remove that second component. Tshuva can remove the stain from an Avera as well. And that's the matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us of tshuva. That's not what this Gemara is talking about. This Gemara is only talking about fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that.
So then the others cannot remove, they're not doing enough tshuva to remove the stain?
Correct. Must be.
He only did one aspect.
Right, right. Famous comments from the Nesivis. The Pasuk says, Yitamu chatam min ha'aretz urasham oid einam. So what is the Pasuk talking about? Sins or people who do sins? So look at the end of the Pasuk. What's the end of the Pasuk? Urasham Oid Einam. So it's talking about Rishayim. So what should the first part of the Pasuk be? In Tanakh, you often have parallel, same idea, but B'milum Shoynas. So it should have been Rishayim Oid Einam. What should the first part of the Pasuk be? Yiktamu Chaitim Min Ha'aretz Rishayim Oid Einam. That's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says Yitamu Chataim. Chataim should be erased. Or Yitamu Chataim Oid Einam. There should be no more Chataim. Rishayim Yitamu Chataim Min Ha'aretz. No more sins in the land. Rishayim Oid Einam. It should have been Chaitim. So the Nesiva says no, because when a person, in politically correct culture, we'd say we don't hate people, we hate actions. I love you, but I don't like what you did. So that's what it's saying. Yitamu Chataim Min Ha'aretz. It's very politically correct. But Rishayim Oid Einam is not politically correct. So We obviously have a problem with certain individuals too. So the Nesiva says, no, that's not the pshat in the pasuk. The pshat in the pasuk is because when a person does an avera, he becomes a chefza of avera himself. Yitamu chata'im is chaitim. Because when you do a chait, you're so stained, you become like the avera yourself. You become one entity with the avera. Anyway, so that part, that stain from the avera can be removed through tshuva. That's the power of tshuva. And then the Mishnah, of course, which we're not going to talk about either, the Chut HaMeshulosh, Shloba Mehera Yinotek, Mikra, Mishnah Talmud, all these things we're not going to talk about because there's no Tosis on that. We're going to talk about the topics over here that has a Tosis. So look over here, two dots, the last of the narrow lines, where our boy said these are not Dvarim Begav over here. These are major, major issues we're reading through. So anyway, over here, at the two dots, the Gemara has a fundamental question in the entire enterprise of Talmud Torah. Kvar Hayar Reb... whole enterprise of Yiddishkeit. Ukvai ha'reb tafrim zekeinim mesubim ba'aliyah's base nitzah beloid, sitting around. V'nishu ha'shayu zu b'fneihem. This is what they were discussing. Talmud gadol or maisa gadol? Which is greater? Talmud Torah or doing mitzvahs? Nen reb tafrim v'amar maisa gadol. Nen reb kiva v'amar Talmud gadol. Machlekes. Mitzvahs or Talmud Torah? Nen ukulam v'yamru. Then they all got together and proclaimed, Talmud gadol, done. Why? Sha Talmud maybe lide maisa, because Talmud brings a person to do maisa, to do mitzvahs. That's circular thinking, slightly, right? But which is the best, Rabbi Yisai? If you're making a T-shirt, which one is greater? What goes on the T-shirt? Talmud Torah or maisa gadol? Which goes on the? Which is it? So from the Gemara, it sounds like Gemara state. I mean, Talmud gadol, sha Talmud maybe lide maisa. However, there's a problem, because the Gemara tells us in Maseches Bava Kamma over here, Daf Yizayim Med Aleph, Tosis raises the issue, Tana Rabbanon. V'kavod Asalo B'moisa, they made him a tremendous honor after his passing. Zechizki Melch Yehuda. She'niach Sefer Torah Omitasa, after he passed away, they put a Sefer Torah who accomplished tremendous things throughout his life, we're not going to discuss them now, but She'niach Sefer Torah Omitasa, V'amru Kiyim Zema Shekosu Bazeh. After he passed away, they put a Sefer Torah in his bed, they said, this one person fulfilled that which it says in this. What greater compliment is that? V'in Nami Abdinon Hachi. We do this nowadays as well for great individuals. Afuke, Zikmar says, no, but it's too much. Afuke Mavkinon, Anuchi Lo Menachinon. We can bring out a Sefer Torah, but you can't put it on the bed. Perhaps you can also put it on the bed. But we don't make that proclamation. To ask him about this. When he was walking to the bathroom, again, why the detail is important, hard to understand. But I asked him this issue. He washed his hands, okay. Umarach tefillin, he put back on his tefillin. Umavarech, he made a bracha on the tefillin. V'hadar amalan, this is what he told us. Afil kiyem amrinan, you can even say kiyem. But what you cannot say as a compliment, it's too much of an exaggeration about anybody, is limeid. Limeid loy amrinan. So you can say kiyem, but you can't say limeid. So in the hierarchy of compliments, what is higher, limeid or kiyem? Limeid is greater. Frekti gemar kasha v'amar mar. Godo limud Torah, shall limud maybe the lide maisa? What are you talking about? Limud Talmud Torah is greater because Talmud Torah brings a person to maisa. What's the kasha of the Gemara? I thought we just said Talmud Torah is greater, so I understand. Kiyem amrinan, limud lai amrinan. No, you can't say Talmud. Why? Because Talmud Godo. So otherwise, this is not a kasha an Agamara. It's a proof to Agamara. It jives with Agamara, but yet the Gemara seems to understand that there's some sort of contradiction here. So Rashi over there, Maseches Bava Kamma, understands what our Gemara is saying is just the opposite. Not that Talmud gadol. Talmud is gadol because Talmud maybe we day maisa. Talmud brings a person to maisa. You can't do anything if you don't know, if you haven't learned first. But which is the greater one? Which is the means? Which is the ends? The ends is greater than the means. Yes, the means justify the ends. Talmud gadol. But why is Talmud gadol? Because the Talmud maybe we day maisa. Me nitla b'mi, says Rashi. Who is dependent on who? The lesser one is dependent on the greater one. Meaning the means bring you to the certain ends. The ends must be greater than the means. And that's what Tosis therefore asks, a contradiction between our Gemara and that Gemara. Look over here. Tosis didn't ask Talmud. Teima, the Amar Sefer HaKamad Vavakama. Rabbi Yechon HaMashi Yodim, Manach Tefillin, V'hoda Amalan, Kiyem Aminan, Liyem Eloy Aminan. We could say kiyem, he fulfilled, but not learned. Uparach v'amar ma'ar, gavol talmud tarsha, talmud mevudei ma'isa. Sounds like the perish b'kuntris, mi nitl b'mi, kata nitl b'gadol. Who is dependent on who? Meaning, what's the end game over here? Is ma'isa. Must be that's greater. Vim kein, kevin damrin and kiem, kol shekein limeid. So kiem is greater. That's the question of the Gemara. So limeid is secondary. So why, if you're going to say kiem, certainly you should say limeid. Shein ochashav kokach, amamucha chasa mehacha de ma'isa gadol. That Gemara understood our Gemara, not the way we initially understood it, or the way Tysus initially understood it. We understood our Gemara, Talmud Gadol. We took them at their word. The Gemara Bava Kama seems to understand, no, Maisa Gadol. So Tysus says, Yesh Loimar, the Hasam Achi Perusha, he first disagrees with Rashi. What it means is, V'hada Amalan, Kiyem Amrinan, Limei Loy Amrinan. The Gemara initially said, Kiyem, he fulfilled Maisim, but not Talmud Torah. And you're right, Talmud Torah is greater. But then the Gemara says, well, that can't be. That can't be. Not because Maisa is greater on the totem pole of compliment than Talmud. No, Talmud is greater. But how could he possibly know what to do unless he learned? He must have learned. Kiyem im kein ha'eich kiyem aparach hasam v'hamar mar gadol Talmud shemeh v'dei maisim kein ha'eich kiyem im lo limed. How did he do this? How did he know how to do the mitzvahs if he never learned? He must have learned. It's an inevitability, not because kiyem is greater than limeid. I'm sorry, not because kiyem is less than limeid. Meaning, not because ma'isa is greater than Talmud. No, Talmud is greater than ma'isa. As our Gemara said, Talmud gadol. But how can we say Kiyem, how can we say Ma'isa if he never learned? How did he know what to do? And Talmud Gadol, why is Talmud Gadol? Because Talmud may be Lide Ma'isa. So without Talmud, you can never get to Ma'isa. How can we say Kiyem im lo limeid? So Tosfos is understanding slightly different than Rashi. Rashi even understood in the Hava Mina that Ma'isa is greater, because Talmud may be Lide Ma'isa, must be Ma'isa is greater. So if Kiyem, then that's greater compliment than limeid. Tosfos is assuming the question of the Gemara is more of a practical matter. Talmud is greater, but in the end of the day, Talmud is maybe Lidei Ma'isa. How could it be Kiyem im lo limeid? A practical matter. Either way, the Gemara answers, Mishani, Hala Migmar, Hala Gmure. Kloimar. What does the Gemara mean to say? In the end of the day, both Rashi and Tosfos arrive at the same point. Kloimar, Lemigmar Lididei, Vadai Ma'isa Odaf. If a person's going to learn on his own, so then you're right. Better to do Ma'isa Mitzvah than sit and learn on your own. But to teach others, then Talmud Torah is greater. So our Gemara that said Talmud Gadol, so Talmud maybe Lidei Ma'isa, Ma'isa is greater. Like Rashi understood it, Tosfos concedes in the end, Ma'isa is greater. Yes, we said Talmud is greater, but that's only because Talmud maybe Lidei Ma'isa. Really, Ma'isa is greater. Ma'isa is greater. Why then? What then was the compliment that you're not supposed to say in that Gemara over there? Kiyem Amrinan, Limei Lo Amrinan. If Kiyem is greater than Talmud, so isn't that a greater compliment than Limei? No, that Gemara means you can say Lomad. Kiyem is greater than Lomad. You learned yourself. Limei is he was Melame to Acherim. That's a greater accomplishment. That's a greater compliment than Maisa. Kiyem Amrinan, Limei, the fact that he was Melame Torah Berabim, that's too much. So in the hierarchy of priorities, it's first Talmud Torah. Greater than that is Ma'isa. Greater than that is teaching Torah to others. And our Gemara is talking about learning on your own. There, Ma'isa Gadol. The Gemara over there is talking about teaching others. That's why Kiyem Amrinan, Limei Loy Amrinan. That's too much already. Teaching others is greater even than any other Ma'isa Mitzvah. And I think you see from this Tosfos and perhaps his understanding of that Gemara Bava Kama that teaching Torah is really the optimal form of Talmud Torah. Oftentimes people mistaken impression about this. They think a guy sitting and learning on his own all day is the ideal of life, assuming he has done the shirking other responsibilities. But it sounds like from this Gemara and certainly from the Rambam that that's not the case. Look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, where the Rambam introduces us to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in a very unusual fashion. The Rambam begins, who's Pater? We didn't talk about the mitzvah yet. But Nashim Ba'avadim, Pturim Talmud Torah. Who's Chayiv? Maybe you start with who's Chayiv and then talk about who's exempt. The Rambam doesn't start that way. The Rambam starts, who's pater. Then he begins about katan aviv chayv lelamdoi. A katan, his father is obligated to teach him. Then the Rambam continues on. Not until halacha dalid does the Rambam get to the point. By the way, kishem shemitzuva olav lelamed es benoi. Just like you have to teach your son, kahu mitzvah lelamed atzmai. You have to learn on your own. By the way, kishem. But it's an extrapolation from your obligation to teach your son. By the way, by extension, you have to learn it on your own. So that's a chiddush for the Rambam. We don't get to that till halacha dalid. Now, I agree it's problematic. Why does it begin with a woman being pater and halacha aleph? But either way, he then moves on to a katan that you're obligated to teach him. The Rambam begins by teaching, then moves on to learning. So Reb Chaim was medayik in the language of the Rambam that you see from here, the optimal form of Talmud Torah is teaching others. Learning on your own is, again, a means to an end. It's lower on the totem pole, lower than Maisa. First is learning on your own, then Maisa, then teaching others. That's even greater. And that seems to be the optimal form of Talmud Torah, is when a person is able to teach others. That's why Reb Chaim, there was a famous situation which was presented to Reb Chaim about a father and a son who both wanted to learn. And if you remember from the Gemara earlier, if you have a father and a son who both want to learn, so who gets supported? Who limed, who lilmod, benoy lilmod? What was that? So Gemara said, well, who takes precedence, you or your son? So the Gemara said, well, who's smarter? Who's going to accomplish more? Where was that? Ramad on the base? Anybody remember? Where? I think Ramad on the base? Who Lilmud or Benoy Lilmud? Where was that?
Oh, Haftar.
Yeah, what does the Gemara say? Who Lilmud or Benoy Lilmud? The period. Two dots. Who Kaidim or Benoy? He takes precedence. So Yehuda Omer, and Benoy Zarz Mamulach, Tamudim is Kaim V'yodah Benoy Kaidim. So after birth, the son is going to be more Matzliach, father's going to learn Chumash Rashi, the son is learning Ksais and Nesivis, so the son goes first. If they're both equal, who Kaidim or Benoy? He has a mitzvah to learn. Yes, he has a mitzvah to teach his son, that's true, but he also has a mitzvah to learn, he comes first. So Reb Chaim said about a situation where, let's say the father's going to learn, but he's not going to teach anybody. He's not a people person, he's a hermit. And the son, who's of equal stature, maybe even of less potential, but he's a people person. He's going to be able to connect with people. He'll be able to teach. So Reb Chaim held in that situation, Benoy Kaidim. The son comes first. Why? Because the son will be able to teach. Here, the assumption is both the father and the son will be able to teach and learn in the same degree. But if the son will be able to teach and the father won't, that trumps the father. Because that's the optimal form of Talmud Torah, sharing Torah with others. Is helping others. You know, there's a famous question Mefarshim ask. The Ramchal writes in the Derech Hashem, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect in every way. Shalem, what is he? He can't possibly need us. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us if he doesn't need us? Right? Shana Aleph question. So Ramchal writes in the Derech Hashem, I was once at a Pesach program. And there was a speaker there, Kiruv, Rabbi Tatz. So a guy asked a question, packed room, question answer. So a guy asked a question, he raised his hand, why did God create the world? This is 15 years ago. And there were many Holocaust survivors in the room. And so Rabbi Tatz said, well, I don't have time for the long answer, I'll give you the short answer. So I was sitting next to the Holocaust survivor, the short answer? Well, you have a short answer to everything? So God have walked out. Anyway, short answer why God created the world. But anyway, the short answer is, this is what he said also. So Ramchal writes, in the Derech Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order to benefit us. To help us. to be meitiv lebrios, I think is his language. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So he did us a favor. Rabbi said, then our creation should have been a favor. However, the Gemara Maseches Eruvin has a big machlag between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They debated for many years. Was it noyach le'la adam shenivra, yoyesimi shenivra, shalai nivra, better that a person created, or would have been better that he never been created? Noyach le'la adam shalai nivra, yoyesimi shenivra. Would have been better that he never been created than he was created. Machlag is Hillel and Shammai. Better that we were created, or better would have been that we never would have been created. And the Gemara comments, concludes, nimnu v'gamru, that they counted it up and they concluded, Noyach le'la adam shalai nivra, yoyesimi shenivra. better would have been, we would never have been created. What does it mean they counted it up? So the Maharsha writes in the Gemara, what it means is that we have 365 mitzvahs lois asei, we have 248 mitzvahs asei, so we have more opportunities for failure than we have for success. So nimnu v'gamru, they counted up the mitzvahs lois asei, they counted up the mitzvahs asei, and they concluded better would have been, we never would have been created. There's more opportunities for failure than for success. We probably won't be successful in living up to the expectations of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, but now we're left with a problem. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? To help us out. But yeah, no, but the Gemara concludes, Noach Lele Adam, Shalai Nivra, Yais Misha Nivra. It would have been better had we never been created. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for us then? Where's the Grace of Teva? He gave us an opportunity to fail? What do we need that for? Where's the big favor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us? So Mepharshim explain, there's a comment in the Chuvas of the Arugas Habaisim, this is where Moshe Greenwald has a fantastic answer. He quotes from the Mishnah Masechtas Avos. The Mishnah says, "They call Mezakas Harabim Ein Chet Bali Yodoy." Anybody who helps out others, so he will have, he won't be subject to any averus. He'll be protected from averus. So the Arugas Habaisim said, "You know what the favor that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us was he created us. Ah, but now we have the possibility for failure. No, but you know what? We're creating the image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu create us? To be made to vlabrius, to help out others. So if we follow in the image of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we live a life where we're trying to help out others, so then we'll be protected from averus. Then it is to our benefit to have been created. The other Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that he was Kibo Mehilo Vashamai, which is not coincidental. Who's the two people arguing the Gemara Ervin, Noach Lele Adam Shenivra, Noach Lele Adam Shelo Nivra, was Hilo and Shamai. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, Kibo Mehilo Vashamai, Im Lamadata Torah Harbe, if a person learned a lot of Torah, so what does the Mishnah say, Rabbi? Say, anybody remember? It's not past Pesach, it's true, but we could still know, learn Masechtas Avos. The Mishnah says, Im Lamadata Torah Harbe, Al Tachzik Toiva Li Atzmacha, don't pat yourself in the back. Kilakach no tzarta. That's why you were created. So he says, Mamash, an unbelievable pshat in this Mishnah. What it means is, Kiba mehu avashamai. He learned from hilu avashamai. And this whole machlek is about Noach Lele Adam Shenivra, Shalai Nivra. And we conclude Noach Lele Adam Shalai Nivra. No, but im lamadata Torah harbe, al tachzik teva liatzmacha. Don't keep it to yourself. What should you do? Teach the Talmud Torah to others. Don't, that doesn't mean don't pat yourself on the back. What it means is teach the Torah to others. Why? Ki lekach no tzarta. Why were we created in the first place? It would have been better if we had never been created. What's the favor? Kadosh Baruch Hu created us to be made to vlabrius. Where's the favor? Better if we've never been created. No, why were we created? To help out others. If we help out others, ein chet ba liyodoy. Kol mezakas harabim, ein chet ba liyodoy. So ki lekach no tzarta. Why were we created? In order to teach Torah to others. If we help out others, then we can justify our creation. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made to vlabrius in creating us. So we have to follow in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nasa Adam B'Tzalmenu Kidmusenu, that if we follow in the pattern of Hashem, who only exists or who uses his existence to help others, to be made to vlabrius, we follow in that same pattern. We teach Torah to others, then we justify our creation in the first place. Famous comment from the Kuznitzer Magid that he said, Adam La'amo Yulad. It's a pasuk in Sefer Mishlei. A person was born to work. Unfortunately, life is not one big golf game. Adam la'omel yulad. So he said, la'omel is b'rosh tevis, lilmoid amanas lelamid. Why were we created in the first place? What justifies a creation? The fact that we teach Torah to others. We're made to vlabrius, we share it with others. So that's the highest form of creation. And that's the whole purpose of the world, was to teach Torah to others. Not to be machzik teva la'atzmecha, but to teach Torah. And finally, one last remez, and we'll get back to Gemara over here. But you have to know these things. I mean, it's just aleph beis. But the Megala Amukai says also, Nase Adam Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu. Nase, says Megala Amukai, is B'Rosh Tevis, Nimloch Im Hillel V'Shamai. Nase, Nimloch Im Shamai Hillel. Is it better for a person to be created or not? I know about this machlekes. Noach Lele Adam Shalai Nivra, Yaisim Yishinivra, Nasa Adam, Kadosh Baruch Hu was aware, it's been better, never been created. Ah, but he created us, B'Tzalmenu Kidmusenu, we should follow in the image of the Ribbono Shel Olam who's made to vlabrius. If we do, if we teach Torah to others, then Ki Lekach No Tzarta, we've justified our existence in the first place. So why is the highest form of Talmud Torah teaching Torah to others, not learning on our own? because when a person teaches Torah to others, he justifies perhaps the whole creation from the very beginning. Why were we created in the first place? Okay, so either way, the first Torah synthesis is teaching Torah is greater than learning Torah. And teaching Torah is greater than Maisa. Kiyem Aminan, Limei Lo Yaminan. Teaching Torah to others, that's too much to say, an exaggeration of a compliment to say about somebody. But Kiyem Aminan, Talmud we can say. And in the hierarchy of compliments, or hierarchy of objectives, so first you have learning on your own, Talmud Gadol, but Talmud is only Gadol because maybe with a Maisa, Maisa is greater. And then even greater than that is teaching Torah to others. However, then Tosis has another answer. Tosis has another answer. B'yesh mefarshim, the adam shaloi lamad adayin, ubali molech im yilmad tchila, a yasik b'maisa. Let's say a person never learned before, and then he wants to know, should I sit down and learn, or should I, you know, do mitzvahs? Armim loi lamad tchila. First sit down and learn something. You know, Baal Tshuva over here. The guy could, you know, start running around doing stuck of a chesed, or he could sit and learn. Put the guy in yeshiva. And that's our Gemara. Our Gemara is Talmud Gadol Shel Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa. That's Betchilas Limudoi. At the beginning of his limud, Talmud is greater. At the end of his limud, of Adam Shalomad Kvar, Hamaisa Toiv Yosem Limud. At the end of here, we're talking about a guy on his deathbed. After he died. Not that he's dying. He's dead already. We want to know what compliment should we say about him. So then at that point, Maisa Mitzvahs is greater than Talmud Torah. Maisa Mitzvahs is greater. So that's why the Gemara said, Kiyem Aminan, Limei Loi Aminan. And the Gemara said, well, how could that be? Kiyem is a greater compliment than Limei. Well, I thought we said over here, Talmud Gadol. What do you mean? Kiyem is a greater Talmud. The Gemara over there said, "V'ha'amar Talmud Gadol, shat Talmud maybe they Ma'isa." So, what's greater, Ma'isa, greater than Talmud? That was our original question. But over here we said Talmud Gadol. Says Tosfos, here we're talking about a guy at the beginning of his learning. There, Talmud Gadol. The Gemara Masechtas Bava Kama is talking about a guy at the end of his life. Then Ma'isa Gadol. So that's why the Gemara says, "If Kiyem, Kol Shekein Limeid." Not because how else did he get there? If not that he had learned. Says Tosfos, no, you're right. At the end of his life, Ma'isa Mitzvos is greater. That's greater than Talmud Torah, the end of his life, or if a person learned already. But over here we're talking about Betchilas Limudai. There, Talmud Gadol Shel Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa. Why? Why is there a difference between Betchilas Limudai and Besayif Limudai? Why should there be a difference between the beginning of his life and the end of his life? So I believe that the answer is because we have to understand, why is Talmud Gadol Shel Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa? What does this mean? Talmud Gadol Shel Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa. Yeah? Yeah, what does that mean? So the Pashup Shot is like what Rashi says over here. Look at Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. Shat Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa, and it has Nimtzu'u Shnehem B'yodoi. See, when you learn Torah, you don't just have, you know, Talmud Torah as a mitzvah in its own right versus lulav or matzah. You have Talmud Torah where I'm learning sukkah. And now, not only am I learning independently, which is itself a mitzvah, I learn how to do lulav. So I have Talmud Torah, and I also have a preparation to do the ma'isa mitzvahs themselves. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that's how he understands this comment as well. Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, Ki ha-Talmud mitzad atzmo, hu gam ken mitzvah asei, Talmud itself is a mitzvah, afim lo maybe lidei ma'isa, even if it wouldn't have brought to a ma'isa. V'ho'u maybe gam ken lidei ma'isa, Why is Talmud Gadol? Because Talmud brings you to Maisa. If I already know how to do every Maisa, that's what the Tosfos is saying at the end of your life, so then maybe Maisa Gadol. And that's what the Gemara Masechtas Bava Kama is talking about at the end of his life. So the Gemara says, if once you said Kiyem, you automatically said Limeid. Because Kiyem is greater than Limeid, yes, at the end of your life. But before you're at the end of your life, maybe objectively or independently. But before a person's at the end of his life, Talmud Torah is greater. Because Talmud Torah has two components, carries with it two values. You accomplish two things. You learn, that's an independent mitzvah, and it prepares you to do other mitzvahs. So it's a hechsher mitzvah as well. You have these two parts to it. That's why Talmud Gadol Shel Talmud maybe they might say, yeah.
So it's better to learn things that are
exactly. So that's the Chafetz Chaim said your point. The Chafetz Chaim has in a sefer Shem Olam that it would be better then when a person is learning to begin with those topics that are nogei lemaisa.
So it's like nashim, like the same chiyuv.
So therefore, the stipler. You have my notes? No. So the stipler. Right, in the Sefer Krina de Igrisa, the stipler has a collection of letters called Krina de Igrisa. It's a phrase from the Gemara. So the stipler writes in his letters, so then why do we learn in yeshivas, Nashim and Ezekin? We should really learn, like, you know, Baruch Shekivein, we should learn like Wayu, where we learn Moed, and we learn Nashim and Ezekin once a Yovel, you know, Baruch Hashem, we learn in Kiddushin, only because I was in the Master Committee, by the way. I was finally in this committee. I said, I go to all these stupid meetings. The only meeting that ever means anything is, what are we going to learn next year? So this is the one meeting I demanded to be a part of. I made a holy war. I was rallying behind the scenes. Anyway, that's how I got Kiddushin over here. There was supposed to be Shavuos and Menachah. Anyway, Mimaisa. Sanhedrin was, I was conceited, but that's how I got Kiddushin. Anyway, Sukkah, I had no choice. The Rav Sefer on Sukkah, I couldn't get out of that. But in our yeshiva, we learn Moed. Okay, but in most yeshivas, they don't. So the stipler has to defend that. Why? Well, how come in most yeshivas, they learn Nashim Nezikin? So the answer, stipler says, is because that opens up a person's mind to Iyun and to conceptual thinking, and it's more of a training ground than anything else. Okay, so there's importance to that, too. However, the Chafetz Chaim writes, and if you look at Lakewood, once kids come back from Eretz Yisrael, they're done opening their minds with Kachim and Nashim Nezikin, all the Kegel guys want to learn about is Moed. Guys here too. Finally out of the yeshiva system, you've put in your time in Bava Kama, Bava Basra, most of the guys want to learn, I don't know Elchot Shabbos, I don't know Moed, I don't know any of these things, and it's a problem. So, but you're right, in theory, that really should be at the top priority, because you accomplish two things. Number one, you have Talmud Torah, which you could do anywhere in Shas, but it prepares you also for Limud HaMitzvahs. However, that's not to say, Rabbosai, and some make this mistake, that the greatest form of Talmud Torah is to read English Halachas Farim. That's not what I'm saying at all. That's not what we're saying at all. Knowing what to do is the lowest form of Talmud Torah. All that is a Hechsher Mitzvah. What we're talking about is Talmud Torah itself, which is maybe Lidei Maisa. See, look at the Gemara Menachos over here. The Gemara Menachos says, Nafzadi Tesimah Beis, Shol Dama Ben Achaitza Shor Rabbi Shmuel Asher Rabbi Shmuel Kegoyen Anish Gomadati Kol HaTorah Kula Mahu Lilmoid Chochmas Yevonis. What about me, he says. I learned Kol HaTorah Kula. I'm done with that course. Now can I learn Chochmas Yevamis? Karla b'mikra zeh lo yom ha'shefer ha'torah zeh mipicha v'gisa b'yomim b'layla. No, you have to be learning constantly. Tzeu b'doik shosh enim loy min ha'yom v'loy min ha'layla. He told them, yeah, if you find time, that's not min ha'yom, not min ha'layla. Lilmod b'chochmas Yevamis, you want to learn Gei Gezunt. What did he think? What was his havamina? I'm done with Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Beis Halevi writes in his Hakdama to his Chuvis that what he had in mind was that I know Piskei Halachos, I know how to keep the mitzvahs. And he thought Talmud Torah is only about learning how to do the mitzvahs. And then the response was, no, Talmud Torah is about understanding Torah. That's what it's about. Yes, keeping the mitzvahs is something you gain along the way. It's a fringe benefit. But that's not the ideal objective of Talmud Torah. The haraya is, what's the raya? The best raya is, says the Beis Halevi, women are potter from Talmud Torah. Umaratam oisim is b'neichem, b'neichem v'loi b'noiseichem. But yet, we mentioned the Shez and Shulchan Aruch in the name of the Agur, every woman has to know, she makes Birchas of Torah every day, because every woman has to know what to do. They have to read the English Hilchos Shabbos. They have to know what to do. But even women who are potter in Talmud Torah, they can volunteer, but they're potter in Talmud Torah, are obligated to know what to do. So says the Beis Halevi, must be that's the lowest form of Talmud Torah. All that is the second component, the Hechsher Mitzvah. We're not supposed to spend all day, morning, day, reading Kitzes Farm. That's not English Hilchos Shabbos. It's a nice thing, have a Seder, to know what to do. That's true. But the highest form of Talmud Torah is to go through Masechta Shabbos and come to conclusions as well. Then you get both. That's what the Gemara here is discussing. The Gadol Talmud, but real learning. Not just like figure out the little checklist of to-dos. You have to know that, lo amar etz chassid. But But at the same time, that's not the main objective of Talmud Torah. That's a side fringe benefit. But you should learn. But learn those areas. If we're going to learn Kiddushin, or we can learn Sukkah, better to learn Sukkah because you accomplish both. Yeah.
When we had the Chafas Olam Shir in Sanhedrin, we said the Rambam was the Mali Kreis of Europe to then finally learn secular subjects.
So because secular subjects enhance your understanding of Torah.
It has to always be, though. I mean, you could always, no one would ever say that you can learn a science and you should really be toiling in the Kiddushin all the time.
Well, there's a...
You're never Mali Kreis. There's always constant obligation to be the Osei Torah.
Correct, but you always have that balance between breadth and depth. So once you have so much breadth but no depth, so the Rambam is saying, well, if you've reached enough breadth that you know what to do in Malay Kresar, and you're familiar, it's time to start adding some depth. That's what he's saying. But if all you have is very little breadth, right, you shouldn't be lots of depth. That won't help you too much. You know, it's like a pyramid, you know. You have to have a balance, a relationship between the two. However, it could be that what the Gemara here is telling us is something a little bit more fundamental. Not only Godol Talmud, Shal Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa, which is how we've understood it, you accomplish two things together with learning Torah. Both you learn, which is an independent objective, as well as gaining Maisa, but perhaps it's a little bit more fundamental. Look over here, the relationship between Talmud Torah and Maisa. They're not two separate objectives, but perhaps one. The Gemara quotes over here, the Amar of Hamnuna, look, about five lines. I told you so many things over here. Six lines from the bottom. Rav Hamnuna says, "Ein tchilas dino shel adam el al divrei Torah." When a person, Achameh v'esim shana, gets to the Olam HaEmes, the first thing they're going to ask him about is Talmud Torah. So Taisus says, "Really? That's the first thing that's on the list?" Look at Taisus. There, Masr, "Ein tchilas dino shel adam el divrei Torah." V'ha de arim perik ba'mem alikin. The Gemara says, "Masech the Shabbos," something else. Did you do business honestly? Then kavata itim l'tayra. Were you kavata itim for Talmud Torah? Then asakta b'piri v'rivya. You have children, and then see peaceful Yeshua. Four things they ask. But what's the first on the list? Nasata v'nasata b'emuna. The first thing they ask you is not kavata itim l'Torah. It's did you do business honestly? So which is it? So Taisa says, you're right. That's the questions. Shashayin loy. That's the interrogation. They ask you, nasata v'nasata b'emuna. Avo mikomokom lefram imenu tchiyal shelo kavata itim l'Torah. What do they ask you about first? I'm sorry, what do they punish you for first? Is Talmud Torah. What do they ask about first? Nosata v'nosata b'emuna. But they punish you first for Talmud Torah. Okay. Why? Alright. They ask you first, you would think it's the most important. Why would they punish you for Talmud Torah then first? Kava itim l'Torah is the second question, but that's what you first are liable for. That's Tysus' answer. However, other Akronim give different answers to this contradiction that Taisus raises. What is a person chayav for? What does he have to give an accounting for first in the Olam HaEmes? Talmud Torah or Nosata v'Nosata b'Emuna? So in the Tshuvos of the Oinig Yontif, the Oinig Yontif was the Rav in Bialystok before the war. His Tshuvos are not really Tshuvos. They're topical, the yeshivish style Shuvis. So he says a different answer. He says that these two Gemaras are referring to two different types of Talmud Torah, two different parts in the midst of Talmud Torah. We mentioned this earlier in this semester. Because the Gemara says, over here, Masechtas Nedarim, that if a person takes a neder that he's not going to learn, I'm sorry, that he's going to learn, Ha'omer Ashkim Ve'eshne Perek Zeh, Eshne Masechtas Zu, the neder is not Chal. Hello, Mushbava Imedu. What do you mean? You're obligated to learn anyway. You can't take a neder. It's something you're already obligated to do. I can't take a neder. I'm going to eat matzah on Pesach. You're already obligated to eat matzah. Veina Shvuah, Chalal Shvuah. We're already chayiv in this. Even though, my Kamash Milan, that's obvious. The feel is Zeruzi Ba'alma. Even if you're just trying to encourage yourself, it doesn't work. No, HaKamash Milan. it's coming to teach us. Kevin Ibari Potter Nafsha Bikriyash Mashakris Va'arbis Mishum Hoki Chayos Shvuale. Oh no. Says Gemara, you know, you're right. You can take a nether to learn something. You can. Ah, why? Aren't you already chayv to learn it? You're already chayv to learn. Ein shvua chal al shvua. Gemara says, no, because you could have exempted yourself from the obligation of Talmud Torah by learning once in the morning, once at night. B'shach b'chal v'kumecha. It's enough. So the fact you took a nether to learn more, the shvua is chal. So the Ran already asked, what do you mean? That's all you got to learn. Shachris v'arvis kriyashma, done for the day. Mistabali delabdafka b'hachi miftar, says the Ran. You're not done. Shrechayv called him lomo tamid yom v'layla. You have to learn as much as you can. Or yom v'sefer tarez amipicha. Or the Gemara Masechtas Kiddushin. V'shinantam shiudivrei tar mechudad meficha. Someone will ask you in any area of Torah, you'll be able to respond immediately without hesitation. So what's going on? V'kriyashma shachris v'arvis v'sachli l'hachi. So how could it be? So the Achronim explain, we already quoted this in the past, in the name of Baruch Ber, you see from here that there's two mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. There's one mitzvah of Talmud Torah to know Kol HaTorah Kula. That's V'shinantam Levanecha. You should be able to respond in Kol HaTorah Kula. Rabbi Yisai, this is incumbent upon all of us. I think it's not for me. It's for everybody. You have to be able to respond in Kol HaTorah Kula without hesitation. But then, that's a mitzvah to know Torah. But then there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. A mitzvah to learn Torah. That is a minimum of once a day, once in the morning, once at night, maximum of all day. But there's no way a person could be learning all the time. Okay? You can't be learning all the time. Just because we have other obligations, a person has to earn a parnasa and all these things. Can't be learning all the time. There are other things that we have to do. You have to fulfill mitzvahs too. So you have to do other things. There's a mitzvah, though, to learn as much as you can. There's also a mitzvah, though, to know Kol HaTorah Kula. So mitzvah to know Kol HaTorah Kula is one thing. A mitzvah to learn as much as you can during throughout the day is a separate thing. A separate issue. That perhaps is the resolution to a famous contradiction. Rabbi say, look over back at that Gemara Masechtas Menachos. Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Ois Dawin. Afil Okara Kriya Shema Shel Shachris V'Arvis Kiyum Lo Yomosh. If all you did was learn once in the morning, once at night, you're done. You're done with Talmud Torah. Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, you're done. Really? That's it? That's all you got to do? Rabbi say, look down at the Gemara Brachos. The Gemara says, Masechtas Brachos is a famous contradiction. Between two psukim. One pasuk says, Lo yamosh sefer ha-terez ha-mipicha. Tana Rabbanon. Vasafta deganecha, you should harvest your wheat. How can you harvest your wheat? The pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua, Lo yamosh sefer ha-terez ha-mipicha. How do you do that? Which is it? Are you working? Or are you only learning? So, Rabbi Shmuel says one answer, we'll get to it in a second. Rishim Bayuchai Omer, Evshadam Kharish Bashas Khamish, Zarez Bashas Zriya, Kites Bashas Ksira, he's going to do all these things, he's never going to learn. What are we going to learn? Turn him out the hail out. El Bizman, Shi Israel, Oisim, Ritzeno Shamakim, when we do the Ratzin of a Kaddish Baruch, Malach the Nasa Sayyidei Acherim. Bizman, Shi Ain Israel, Oisim, Ritzeno Shamakim, Malach the Nasa Sayyidei Yatzman. Then we have to do it ourselves. So Rishim Bayuchai says, you're right, if you want, you can choose to only learn, as long as you're Oisim Ritzeno Shamakim. The Gra claims that's a famous pshat in pasuk, Rabbi Zayin. The Gra claims that's a pshat in the pasuk in Aseres Hadibros. The pasuk says, "Zachar siyam hashabbos lekachoy, sheishus yamim tavoid vasisa kol melachtecha." Remember, Shabbos make it holy. 6 days you should work. V'yom hashvi Shabbos l'Hashem alekecha. Shabbos is holy. Lasasa kol melacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'amosav emtecha v'gercha shebisharecha. You, your sons, your daughters, your slaves, maidservant. And the gercha, the convert, or the stranger lives amongst you and your animals. So look at that pasuk. We say it in Kiddush. Yom Hashvi'i Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha L'Sasek HaMelacha Ata. That's the first in the list. So there's no vav. We know why there's no vav. It's first in the list. Ata Uvincha Vav. That makes sense. Uvincha Uvitecha Vav. Avdecha is no vav. But then it goes back. Avdecha Ve'amascha Uvehemtecha. They all have vavs, but there's no vav by avdecha. Ata, first in the list, uvincha, uvitecha, avdecha, no vav, v'amascha, v'amtecha, v'gerishcha, v'sherecha. Where's the vav by avdecha? So the Gros said like this, unbelievable shot, that there's two lists going on here. There's ata, uvincha, uvitecha, one list. Avdecha, v'amascha, uvamtecha, v'gerishcha, v'sherecha, second list. And he reads the pasuk like this. Zachars yom ha-shabbos l'kadshoi. If all you do is remember Shabbos to make it holy, but you don't actually keep Shabbos, you don't actually keep Shabbos. You talk about Shabbos. We may maybe make Kiddush on Shabbos, but it's just Zachars yom ha-shabbos l'kadshoi. It's a zikaron. We don't actually do it. Sheishes yom imtavoy v'asizikom l'achtech. You got to do all your work on your own. You're on your own. You got to do it all by yourself. Bizman she'ein oisim ritzon ha-shamakom malach tenasas ha-yidei atzman. But if it's v'yom hashvi Shabbos l'Hashem alekecha, you actually make it Shabbos. You don't just talk about it. You actually do it. Then all 6 days of the week, you won't have to do anything. Ata, uvincha, uvitecha, you can sit back and just learn. You won't have to do anything. Who's going to do all the work then? Who's going to do all the work? Don't worry about it. Avdecha, v'amascha, v'amtecha, v'gercha, shevesherecha, they'll do all the work. Fantastic. Anyway, that's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So Shimon bar Yochai says a person's got to be learning all the time. Lo yom ha-shefer teres emipicha. How can he say you get away with Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis Va'arvis, just in the morning and at night? The answer is there's two mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of knowing Torah. Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, if you're not going to sit and learn, how are you going to know anything? You have to do it. You have to do it on your own. You have to learn Torah as much as you can. But what about, how much time do I have to spend every day learning a second Torah, not Yediyas HaTorah? That's once in the morning, once at night. B'shachruch of Kumecha. That's the Gemara Masechtas Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says how many times each day? Once in the morning, once at night, minimum. You can do more, do more. But Lamai says you can't be learning all the time. So it's somewhere in between, once in the morning, once at night, and all day. But when it comes to Yediyas HaTorah, Shem Baruch Hu holds, listen, your whole life is Talmud Torah. You have to try and figure out some way to get to the end to know everything. The two Gemaras are talking about two different things. So says the Ha'enig Yamtif, that's what's going on over here. That's what's going on over here. That our Gemara which says, that Tz'ein Tchilas Dino Shel Adam El Adivrei Torah, that's talking about Yediyas HaTorah. Rabbi said there's a faher. At the end of Me'av Esrim Shana, there's a faher. And you better know your stuff. If not, Tz'ein Dino Shel Adam El Adivrei Torah. But one of the first questions they ask you, that's a separate line item. This means first thing is a faher. Then they ask you about your life, how you conducted things. The first thing is, Nasatav Nasatav Emuna. How did you spend your time? Did you do business honestly? Or perhaps you spent more time in business than you had to? And then, as a result of that, Kavata Itam Latar. How much time did you spend learning each day? But there are two separate cheshbonos, says the Enig Yom Tov. One is a cheshbon of how much do you know? That's one thing. Then a cheshbon of how much time did you actually spend learning? Those are two separate things. Two separate things. And one depends on the other. Nasatav and Nasatav Be'amuna doesn't mean that you do business honestly, the Darshanim say. What that means is, were you honest with yourself about how much money you needed? Or did you spend too much time working? Did you spend too much time working? Could you have spent more time? Kovat itum l'tera. Not that I cheat anybody. Was I indicted? That's not what it's talking about. What it means is, did you cheat the Ribbono Shel Olam? Nasatav and Nasatav Be'amuna or kovat itum l'tera. That's how much time did you spend learning versus how much do you know? That same distinction existed over here within the Rambam. This is what we discussed. Last thing for today. The Rambam, if you remember, told us in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Daled, person has many mitzvahs before him, so, and Talmud Torah, so, is he supposed to stop learning to do the mitzvah? Normally we have a concept of Ha'asik B'mitzvah, Pratim and Mitzvah. You're doing one mitzvah, you don't have to stop to do the other one. But what about Talmud Torah? So it says the Rambam, Mefshar l'mitzvah l'asa saydei acherim l'yifsek mitalmudai v'imlav yasa mitzvah v'yachzal l'talmudai. If not, you have to stop to perform the mitzvah and go back to learning. So when it comes to mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we don't say ha'ezik v'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. If you're in sukkah, you're doing hashavas aveda, I don't have to do tztaka. I'm patur, even though no one else is going to do tztaka. You don't have to do it. Ha'ezik v'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. Not so when it comes to Talmud Torah. You have to stop learning to do the mitzvah. However, says the Rambam, im haya oizik b'tarah v'tarad ba, This is where it came up in the Halon v'Haluhu Sugya. Person wants to know, should he learn Torah first to get married? First, the Rambam says you could push off getting married. All the more so when it comes to Talmud Torah, Isaac with Mitzvah Patim and Mitzvah. I thought you just told us Isaac with Mitzvah Patim and Mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Why does he over here he say Isaac with Mitzvah Patim and Mitzvah culture came to Talmud Torah? You could push off getting married. So again, the Mefarshim explain they're talking about two separate mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. In the mitzvah being Isaac in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the mitzvah comes along, you can't deny that I'm going to have to do the mitzvah. You know why? Because the whole thing we're learning about sukkah, we're learning about sukkahs of tzedakah and bava basra. An ani comes along, we say, excuse me, I'm busy right now. What do you mean you're busy? You're learning about tzedakah, you don't have time to do tzedakah? What kind of learning are you doing over here? Your learning is felt. There's something wrong with your learning if you're not willing to stop learning about tzedakah in order to give tzedakah. It doesn't make sense. So Rambam says, stop learning, give tzedakah, v'yachzor l'talmudai. Go back to learn. But the Rambam there is discussing the mitzvah of involvement of Torah, Asik and Torah, nasatav and nasatav amunah, kavat itim l'Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishos, by getting married, is discussing knowledge of Torah. If you stop when a person's 16 to get married, he's not going to learn too much the rest of his life. He's not going to know too much. There's no way, unless he marries someone who's supporting him in learning. How else is he going to learn? He doesn't have to work. Says Yediyas HaTorah will suffer. When it comes to Yediyas HaTorah, HaIsek b'mitzvah patum, and the mitzvah no worse than any other mitzvah. But when it comes to Asek in Torah, involvement every day, every minute in Torah, so you have to stop to do mitzvahs. You have to. There we say, we don't say HaIsek b'mitzvah patum in a mitzvah. Why do we say HaIsek b'mitzvah patum in a mitzvah on that aspect of Talmud Torah? Because if you don't stop to do mitzvahs, what kind of Talmud Torah are you doing? And that brings us back to the previous point. Talmud Gadol, Talmud maybe with a Maisa, Talmud is greater because Talmud brings us to Maisa. Talmud is greater because it brings us to Maisa. The ultimate goal is Maisa. Yes, Maisa is greater. And that's why when a person is in the middle of learning and a mitzvah comes along, he has to stop to do the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah ultimately is greater than the Talmud Torah. And if you're not going to stop to do the mitzvah, what's the point of our learning? Our learning is not supposed to just be theoretical learning. It's supposed to make us better people to do mitzvahs. So since Talmud Gadosh, Talmud maybe with a mice, if we're only discussing Asik and Torah, how much Torah are you learning that day? You got to stop to do the mitzvah. Otherwise, what kind of Talmud Torah are you doing? When the Rambam said, it's what Agamar is talking about, that Tchigos Dino Sha'adam al Divrei Torah, that's how much Torah do you know. That's a separate mitzvah. It's at the end of your life, a lifetime achievement award. How much do you know? At the end of the day, you got to get there somehow. And over there, we don't say Isaac. Over there, we say Isaac mitzvah, mitzvah. Yeah.
It was how much you know, like Torah lishma.
Of course.
I'm saying like maybe Lady Meister doesn't seem like Torah lishma.
It is Torah lishma. No, if you. Yeah.